6 months ago in June 2010, we told you about a world food crisis. You can still listen to that MP3 file. It's posted at ritterfarms.com on our homepage. Today, I want to give you an update on the status of the food crisis, not in the world, but in this country. We've just experienced extremely cold weather that's resulted in several feet of snow up the East Coast and freezing temperatures as far south as Homestead, Florida. The result up the East Coast is that food has disappeared overnight from the grocery store shelves and a standstill in traffic in northeastern cities. Now, how long do you think it would take for millions of people to go hungry if the blizzard continued, preventing trucks from bringing in food to replenish the grocery store shelves? The freeze in Florida has affected fruit and vegetable production. It's estimated that farmers in Florida have lost $270 million in crops, jobs, and taxes in December alone. We're looking at increases in prices of citrus, as well as warm weather crops like green beans, squash, cucumbers, peppers, and tomatoes. Adverse weather in the Midwest and in California will also affect food production in the United States. Crop failures in the United States will result in less food for our growing population. That will mean more food imports from third world countries where food production is not regulated like it is here and food is not as safe. It will also mean higher prices. But weather isn't the only thing that will affect our food supply and food prices in 2011. Government regulation has played a role in causing shortages in food production in this country, especially in the Central Valley in California. California's Central Valley was one of the nation's most productive agricultural regions. Not only did it feed itself, the state of California, and the entire nation, it also produced exports to other nations. That kind of enterprise employed a lot of people in Central California, from farmhands to wholesalers, and it created a high standard of living. Then the federal government became concerned about a small, inedible fish, the Delta smelt, and it cut off 70% of the water to the Central Valley at a time when the valley was suffering from drought conditions. Now the once fertile valley is a dust bowl. The region that once fed the world faces widespread hunger as a result. Because of the state of our economy, hyperinflation is coming, and it will cause food prices to skyrocket. According to the National Inflation Association, the food crisis is going to be the top crisis of 2011. Right here in the United States, according to the National Inflation Association, you could be paying $11.43 for a single ear of corn, $23.05 for a 24-ounce loaf of wheat bread, $62.21 for a 2-pound package of granulated sugar, $24.31 for a 24-ounce container of soy milk, $77.71 for an 11.5-ounce container of Folgers instant coffee, $45.71 for a 64-ounce container of Minute Maid orange juice, and $15.50 for a 1.5-ounce bar of Hershey's milk chocolate. Here's something else that affects the price of food. Most people think that the price of a barrel of oil only affects the price of gas at the pump. What people don't realize is that agriculture accounts for 17% of all energy used in this country. When the price of a barrel of oil increases, so does your food. Petroleum is used in the production of fertilizers used on crops. It is used in the machinery that plows the fields and pumps to water and irrigate the crops. It is used in pesticide production. It's used in transportation of crops from the field to the packing facilities and from the packing facilities to the grocery stores. When oil prices go up, so will food prices. Here's what's happened to some key farm commodities in 2010. The price of corn increased 63% already. Wheat was up 84%. Soybeans up 24%. And sugar up 55%. Keep in mind all the products that are affected by increases in these commodities. For example, increases in the price of corn affects all products made from corn in the grocery store, in addition to cattle and hogs, which are fattened with corn. All of these prices will increase whenever the price of corn increases. Retail food price increases were reported in the first, second, and third quarters of 2010. Statistics for the fourth quarter have not yet been reported, but you know how much you're spending at the grocery store compared to what you have spent in the previous 3 months. Retail prices continue to increase each quarter, and with the effect of weather, oil, and government regulations, they'll continue to increase in 2011. How can we beat the effects of inflation that are coming? First, as a nation, we need to start living within our means. We have become used to an extravagant lifestyle, borrowing money to buy things we want but don't need. Sell what you don't need and use the money to stock up on food supplies and things that you need. At the grocery store, stock up on sale items, use coupons, and don't buy impulse items. Food is going up in price, so protect your buying power by stocking up on as much food as you can, buying extra before prices go up anymore, and storing it for later. During our local growing season, buy your produce from local farms instead of grocery stores. The food is fresher and cheaper, and you can buy it in bulk and can it for the winter. If you have the resources, start now preparing to plant a garden in your backyard. You'll find the information that you need on our Freedom Garden page at ritterfarms.com. Plant fruit trees as well. In the next few weeks, on the Ag page of our website, our county agent, Anthony Carver, will give you information on things you need to do each month to grow a garden. And Ritter Farms is prepared to help anyone learn to grow a garden and can food for the coming winter. There's no use looking for a bailout from the federal government. Washington is broke. We are going to have to work together in our local communities to get through the difficult times ahead. We here at Ritter Farms are offering our expertise and our services to those in our area who desire help in preparing for food shortages and higher food prices. Visit our website at ritterfarms.com, or you can call us at 865-767-2575. We're all in this together, and we need to help one another instead of depending on handouts from the government.